You're listening to The Winner. This is 106.5 FM K293CQ and AM 1240 KRJW Altamont Klamath Falls, a Win broadcasting station. Welcome to Klamath County High School Basketball on KlamathRadio.com. All season long, we're bringing you all the action of the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. So let's get this show on the road. Let's go courtside with Randy Adams and the team for tonight's exciting game on KlamathRadio.com.
Randy Adams back here with Dan Fast. We were talking about as we lost our connection, apparently, I guess we're back now. The other thing we were talking about this we haven't talked about yet on air, but is an interesting side note is that Mazama's got back-to-back big games. I mean, they've got this one here, and then the Canal Bowl matchup on Tuesday against a team that, if Mazama pulls off an upset here tonight, could be for second place in the conference.
Yes, it very well could be.
And that would be an automatic trip to the state tournament, or at least the first round of the state tournament.
Right. And as I understand it, talking to Coach, assistant coach Mike Rooney, looks like Mazama, if they finish third, would travel to either Seaside or Banks. Those two schools were respectively 1 and 2 in the state in 4A. They have split. They played last night. They had a one-point overtime win.
1 point, yeah, 54-53, yeah. I think it was.
Yes, it was. So that would be a daunting task. But just getting the state tournament and the state playoffs, anything can happen.
Well, that's the goal for Coach Randy Barleen, who thought he had a pretty good opportunity to maybe repeat as the champions this year. They won it last year, but they lost a lot of seniors. Boy, they lost some good players, too. They lost Andrew Reynolds to the transfer, and then they lost Trey Lopez, who was a very powerful, potent scorer for the last year. But they've got a couple of kids that have come through that I think have outplayed expectations. Jake Healy played well this year as a senior. Not really a lot of scoring from Jake, but he's around the ball and he rebounds well. And Christian Casper has played well.
Yes, Casper in the last 3 to 5 games has really stepped up his offense. He's a rugged kid. He always gets the biggest match defensively.
Let's get the starting lineups from Tom Keller. Let's let him do that. First, the visiting Henley Hornets. Here's Tom Keller, public address.
First for the visiting Hornets. 5'10" junior, number 11, DJ Hall. 6 foot senior, number 12, Dale Fenners. 6'2" senior, number 22, Andrew Reynolds. 6'4" junior, number 24, Matthew Newberg.
The lights will go down now, and here's Tom. He gets a little animated. Just thought I'd warn you.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Senior, 23, Jacob. 6'2" senior, 23, Christian.
here's your starting lineups. We expected to see the five that are on the floor for both sides. Both teams starting a Hall. DJ Hall for Henley. Javon Hall for Mazama. Officials.
Craig Caldwell and Jamie Henry. Jamie Henry's a veteran. Does a lot of Oregon Tech games. He's a quality official. He officiated our league championship game last Saturday.
Henley in the traveling gold with the blue numerals trimmed in white. Mazama in the home white. Blue numerals trimmed in black. The ball in the air. Henley wins the tip. They'll go left to right as we get started. Henley winning the opening game of this series 45-41 a few weeks ago. Reynolds up top. I think it was 45-41. Reynolds tried an outlet pass, inlet pass, and it got stolen by the Vikings. They'll have an opportunity to get on the scoreboard first now. Steven Luna has the ball out between the rings. Left-hand dribble. Bring it out, way out to Casper. Now to Javon Hall. You don't want to leave him open. He can shoot the three. Get it back top of the key to Healy. Left side to Hall. Drives, penetrates, lays it up and in.
The coaches have been encouraging him to do that all season long. Here at the end of the season, he's doing it, drawing fouls and scoring.
Javon Hall makes it a 2-0 Mazama lead. Here's Dale Fenner's drive baseline, puts it up and in. Just like that, game is tied at 2. Both guard play, excellent guard play on both sides. 2-2 the score. Rosterhaus with the ball up top for Mazama. To Hall, now to Luna. Inside the paint, get it to Cole again. Now it's Jake Healy, left-hand side to Hall. He was isolated that weak side for a moment. Didn't take it. Here's Healy. 15-foot jumper. It's good.
It's a three.
It's a three.
And Jake Healy is the leading three-point shooter on the team at 33%.
Just doesn't take a whole lot of them, though, does he?
No.
5-2 the score. The three-point field goal from Healy gives the Vikings the early lead again. Inside the paint. Drive inside. Matthew Neubert.
So
it's a special.
So athletic, so long, so rangy, moves so well.
5-4 the score. Henley's cut the lead to 1. Neubert had 31 the last time the Hornets played. Up top, actually two nights ago when the Hornets played, game I called. Left-hand side, Casper. Had himself open. Down underneath was Hall. He didn't see him. Get it back up top of the key to Healy. Now to Rosterhaus. Cole penetrates. Stop. Pop from the free throw line. Partially blocked. No good.
Not a good shot.
Rebound Henley. Down the floor. Fenner stops and pops a three. Off the mark. No good. High in the air is Rosterhaus with the rebound. Outlet to Luna. 3-on-2. Luna tried to get it inside and was fouled by Andrew Reynolds. How do you think it feels to be Andrew Reynolds tonight? We hadn't talked really about that dynamic, though we've seen him play already this year against Mazama back at his home gym, the one he played in for 3 years and started here.
Look, fortunately, I can't read his mind, so I don't know.
Here's the inbound to Casper. He misses the right hand put in from 6, but the offensive board is brought down by Luna. 5:32 left in the opening quarter. Mazama 5, Henley 4. Long three put up, missed there by Hall, I believe. Rebound Henley. Here's DJ Hall. Across the midcourt line to Neubert. Out in the front court. Now tries to penetrate. Go inside the paint. And he traveled with the ball. One too many steps.
Yep. A spin move that wasn't so spinful.
Found himself tied up there as Seth Howell will come into the game quickly for Mazama. And DJ Hall will take a seat at the 5:17 mark.
Seth Howell is actually a Henley Hornet. You said Mazama.
Did I say Mazama? I'm sorry. Seth Howell into the game for Henley. Yep, and DJ Hall takes a seat. Top of the key, Javon Hall for Mazama. No relation between the two, which is unusual because we've seen relations play against each other out here from time to time. Klamath Falls being so tight-knit and isolated. Here's Hall, spin move inside the paint. Kick it back out to Casper between the rings. Now right side in the wing to Rosterhaus. Up top, once again, the ball comes to Luna.
Very disciplined.
And good defense by Henley right now. Denying the ball down low. Neubert comes out on Healy, top of the key. He'll swing to Rosterhaus. Back over to Jake Healy in the left-hand wing. Now to Javon Hall, Rosterhaus again.
This is approaching one full minute.
Here comes the drive by Hall. Same play, not the same result as he misses the lay-in. And the rebound, Neubert down the floor to Reynolds. All the way to the baseline, and he's fouled. on the baseline, a blocking foul.
And Coach Rooney and Coach Barleen are up saying Andrew Reynolds pushed off with his arm, and that's exactly what I saw.
First personal foul on Stephen Luna, though. They'll call it on him. And Henley to inbound. The inbound to Blake Loney. Loney saves it from going out of bounds, but he can't save it into the hands of a teammate. Luna has it, lays it up and in. Stephen Luna for Mazama.
He went down hard, and the Henley player inadvertently stepped in the middle of his back. Slow getting up.
7-4, the score. Luna will go to the free throw line for an and one. He was fouled on the play by Matthew Neubert, his first. Luna's okay. He's trying to shake it off there in the free throw circle.
Yeah, he's grimacing. He's a tough kid.
7-4, the score. Luna will try to make it a traditional three-point play. It is good. Mazama 8, Henley 4. Halfway through the first quarter, 4:09 left. Andrew Reynolds into the front court for Mazama. Give it up to Loney. Now the ball stolen on an entry pass or an errant pass. Luna goes all the way to the baseline and is fouled from behind.
By Fenters.
Dale Fenters got him right on the baseline. Wasn't much of a push, but they got him. Braden Lowry getting ready to check in for Henley. We have not seen him in several weeks.
Yeah, as I understand it, checking today, he has an injured foot. And I don't know to what extent. We just know that his foot has been injured.
Lowry will come in for the first time in weeks for Henley. We'll see if that changes the perplexity, the complexity, rather, of the game. It's probably a little perplexing for Coach Barleen to worry about him as well. Here's a long three. Shot put up and missed by Brosterhouse. Rebound. Neubert up and in on the dribble drive all the way to the other end.
So smooth.
Matthew Neubert with four, and it's 8-6. Hornets have cut the lead to two. For J.T. Lee in the corner right. Bring out the loon. Now left side over to Hall. Right hand does not go high in the air to get the rebound to Neubert. Here come the Hornets either way with numbers. Neubert drives, goes inside the paint, and he is going to the free throw line. Matthew Neubert.
You know, the crowd is complaining that it was a charge on Neubert, but whoever's getting charged with the foul, I think it's going to be Brosterhouse, number 23, Kate Healy. But the bottom line is neither one of them got their shoulders square.
That's a judgment call. Neubert will go to the line to shoot two, and the first one is no good. Neubert was 7-for-7 from the free throw line in his 31-point effort against Phoenix a couple of games ago. He missed the first. 8-6 the score. Second free throw on the way. It's around and off. No good again. Missed them both. 3:17 left in the quarter. Mazama with a rebound. Into the front court in the front 44 is Brosterhouse. He'll leave it left side over to Stephen Luna. Out on him, DJ Hall back into the game. Back to Brosterhouse, now to Javon Hall. Top of the key now, Luna. 3 minutes left in the quarter. Now Brosterhouse. Swing it up top to Christian Casper. Good crowd on hand is expected for tonight's game. Here's Casper. Drives inside the paint. Draws the foul from Braden Lowry, I think. He was one of two of them there.
You know, 5 games ago, Casper would not have driven from the wing. And as he's played better and got more confident, nice drive, drew the foul.
DJ Hall was there too, and he picked up the foul. That's his first free throw on the way. Good for Casper. Christian Casper's first point of the game. Mazama 9, Henley 6. 2:49 left in the quarter. Braden Lowry coming out.
Casper's just a 33% free throw shooter, but the first one counted.
Christian will eye the bucket. Second one is on the way. It is on the back iron and off. No good. Rebound Henley down by three. Hornets with Neubert with the ball. Top of the key. Continues a dribble. Goes inside the paint. And an offensive foul going to be called on Neubert.
Jake Healy.
This time Healy was there. It's going to be Blake Loney in and Neubert out with two fouls here in the first quarter. And that will hurt the Hornets.
Yes, it will.
9-6 the score, 2.5 left, first period. Steven Luna yo-yos the ball out in the front court, crosses over the right hand from the left. Leave it out to Casper between the rings. Get it back now to Hall, top of the key. He'll swing it left side to Cole Brosterhouse. Back to Hall. Dribble drive, put it up with the right hand. It's good. It didn't want to go, but it bounced around. Got that Boston bounce, as they say. 11-6.
Hall has the capability of taking over this game, and he needs to do it every single time.
Here's Reynolds inside the free throw circle. Tries a pass and goes awry and out of bounds.
Henley has four turnovers.
Andrew Reynolds has not scored tonight either so far for Henley.
Henley has four turnovers. Mazama, none. That's why there's a five-point difference.
2:02 left. Yeah, it's unusual to see that. 2:02 left in the first quarter. 11-6, this Casper with ball. Left-hand side, defensively out on him, is Seth Howell. They'll bring it up to Luna. And Luna Brosterhouse in the lead. Back out front now, Luna. Left wing. He'll pop the three over DJ Hall. That's so good. Ball loose in the circle, or in the key, brought down by Mazama. Good save by Brosterhouse. Got it to Healy. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting with a minute 35 left.
Randy, with the first game, Henley had 11 key fouls in the first quarter. They're working on that right now.
Matthew Neuer had the score last game between the two teams as he picked up two quick ones. That's Dale Fenner's second foul. So Fenner's will also sit between the free throws as Healy hits the first. Jake now with four, Mazama 12, Henley 6.
Jake Healy is the 59% free throw shooter.
See, your second one up. Now 5. And Mazama leading by 7 over the 8-0 Henley Hawks.
Number 5 in the state, the USA Power Rankings, and number 6 in the coach's poll.
13-6 the score. Here is DJ Hall. Down the ball up front, leave it for Andrew Reynolds. He calls out a play. Top of the key, Javon Hall out on him. Reynolds, bounce pass, skip pass to Lowry. Get it back to Andrew. Couldn't use the screen. Spins inside the paint, puts it up. Travels. Andrew Reynolds traveled with it.
That is the fifth turnover for Henley, 2 by Reynolds.
A minute 10 left in the first quarter. 13-6, Mazama.
Trying to force the ball too much. Be patient. That sounds like Mike Montgomery.
Top of the key, 3, Javon Hall, back iron off, no good. Braden Lowry high in the air to get the rebound for Henley. Get it to DJ Hall. He'll run the ball into the front court for Henley. Left-hand dribble, now the right hand. Continues the dribble, tried to utilize the screen, now stops. Get it to Reynolds. He'll stop and pop, 12-footer, no good. Hit twice, did not go. Rebound, Lowry up and in.
Boy, Lowry gives them a boost off the bench.
Braden Lowry with his first basket in many weeks as he's been injured. 13-8, the lead cut to 5. Probably going to work for one. Will Mazama here with 20 seconds left in the quarter.
You want to shoot with 4 seconds left so that the team can't score and you can possibly get an offensive rebound.
Steven Luna down to 12 seconds, 11. He'll cross over with a dribble, stop his dribble, travel with a ball. Steven Luna, we saw that from here. Travel with the basketball, turning it over to Henley.
Went too early. It's 8 seconds left.
Plenty of time. Yeah, they've got plenty of time to get a shot up. Matthew Neubert going to come back in with 2 fouls with 8 seconds left. So will Dale Fenners. I know both can shoot the 3. That might be the thought process for Luke Hammond here. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Here's Andrew Reynolds, continues his dribble. Reynolds will stop and pop from the baseline and score it at the buzzer. Just a 2-point field goal, but it cuts the lead to 3. Andrew Reynolds' first basket at the end of 1. Henley 13, rather Mazama 13, Henley 10. Back in a minute on the winner, CBS Sports Radio.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town. It's made just for
Dale Fenners and Matthew Newbern have two fouls, but they are both in to start the second quarter. For Coleman's got inside Rosterhouse, kisses off the glass. Nice pass there from Christian Casper. Rosterhouse's first basket of the game. Mazama 15, Henley 10. DJ Hall left side on the wing. Way out front. Gonna stop. Pop the three. It's back iron and off. No good. And it'll be Javon Hall coming down with a rebound. For Mazama.
The average is 7.7. That's very good in high school basketball. 7.7 rebounds per game.
We'll have the ball, Javon, that is. Over the roster. That's not a little left style. Knocked away from behind by Hall. The dribble drive. Knocked away and out of bounds. Remains in Mazama's possession. Well, halftime, we'll talk a little bit about the halftime project. The pink out that's on. Both student bodies wearing the pink tonight. It's kind of cool to see.
And Mazama, I don't know who donated the T-shirts, but both the Henley boys and girls varsity also wore matching pink T-shirts in
to
warm-ups.
Yeah, that was kind of nice to see. It was excellent. Hall, left-hand side to Brosterhouse. He'll stop at the baseline, get it back out to Healy, who will pop a three, and it's good.
I love that kid, and he has received a formal invitation to be a member of Naval Academy.
Naval Academy.
He's made the selection process. He was nominated. He made it.
Here's Reynolds with a long three the other end. It's back iron and off. No good. Left angle, rebound Hall, Javon Hall for Mazama. Down the fall, floor to Healy. He's got two threes in the game. He'll leave it out to Brosterhouse. He got something underneath the basket. A Mazama player down. Is that Luna?
Of course it's Luna. He's always on the floor.
Newbert picking up his third foul against Stephen Luna.
That's 5'8 versus 6'4.
And that was away from the ball. That was not near where the ball was.
And Stephen Luna is a pretty decent free throw shooter at this percentage, Randy. 62.1.
17 fouls on Hanley, so Mazama will go to the line with an 8. One in the bonus. He gets the first one. If he gets it to go, and he does, he'll get another one. 4 points for Luna. Mazama so far, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Second one, good. 6 of 7. Mazama looking like a team that could give some teams trouble, a possibility of a play-in game. 20-10. Even a possibility of a second place finish. Here's Loney inside the paint. Drives inside, now a whistle.
And there's a charge.
Charge, and guess who got on the floor again on the play? It was Stephen Luna, got knocked down.
He leads the team now in 10 charges taken this season.
Player control foul called against Blake Loney. His first team foul 8.
Blake Loney's a very physical player. I just understand why he didn't play football.
Left-hand side, it is Luna up top to Hall. Javon will swing it to Brosterhouse, get it back to Javon, left side. Drive, lay it up, no good. Had the wide open dribble drive at the left angle,
yeah,
couldn't make it.
He beat Reynolds badly.
Rebound, Reynolds puts it down the floor, spin move, no good. Foul on the following rebound, as Reynolds went to go get the ball after his miss. It will be on Tristan Lee, the sophomore.
And Reynolds is about a 75 to 80% free throw shooter. These might be his first points.
First one is good. Reynolds hit that shot at the buzzer from the baseline.
That's correct. You're right.
So now he's got three, but yeah, it's his first free throw tonight. Second one is on the way. It is in and out. No good. Reynolds hits one of two. The lead is 9. 20-11, Mazama.
Rebound by Tristan Lee, who is now in the game.
Left side, Lee. Way out front for Mazama. Leave it to Luna. Now to Brosterhaus, who has not scored tonight. Here's a long three from Healy again.
He's 3 for 3 on the night.
11 points for Healy, including a pair of free throws. Inside the paint, here's Reynolds trying to take control. Drives the paint, lays it up, no good. Ends up on the floor. He's fouled.
Healy tried to take the charge, but his shoulders weren't square. It's a good call.
Jake Healy picking up his second. Andrew Reynolds back to the free throw line. For Henley. First free throw, good. For Andrew Reynolds. He's got 4. 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Henley is 2 for 5 as a team from the charity stripe. Second free throw, good. Back to a 10-point lead, 23-13.
He's on a season average of 75%.
Luna with the ball walking into the front court for the Vikings, moving it from right to left as you watch the game on the radio and on the internet, the World Wide Web, KlamathRadio.com tonight. Javon Hall almost loses the ball out to Brosterhaus. Cole holds onto it. Little quick pass inside to Lee. Double team going to bring it back out. Now the drive inside the paint. Put up and in for two. Javon Hall.
Reynolds just cannot stay with Javon Hall when Javon Hall decides he's going to drive.
25-13. Hall with 6. 4:44 left in the first half.
But I'm not sure there's anybody in the league that can stay on Javon Hall.
Here's Dale Fenners. Goes up with a right hand. No good. Rebound Seth Howell. He'll kick it back out to Blake Loney. No, that's Andrew Reynolds who spin moves with the ball inside the paint and lays it up for two more. Andrew Reynolds now with 7 in the game. That cuts the lead down to 10. 25-15. Steven Luna with the ball, right side of the wing. Free throw line extended, bring it down to Luna. Hall up top, now to Lee. And now back to Hall again. Brosterhaus, quick touch, pass over to Healy. He spin moves inside the paint, still moves with the ball. Now without the ball, I think he traveled, he did. Chris Henry saw that one, and so did I. But Chris Henry calls him for the walk. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 3:56 left.
That's Jamie Henry. Chris Henry is the wrestling coach.
You're
at
right.
Henley.
I get all these Henrys mixed up.
Right.
Jamie Henry, good call there. 25-15. It's Loney with one dribble. Now to Fenners up top. Fenners with the top of the key. 3. It's good. Dale Fenners, his first 3 of the night. In fact, that's Henley's first 3 of the night. Timeout on the floor, 3:34 left in the second. It's Mazama 25 and Henley 18. We're back in a minute.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest style pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler.
You're listening to The Winner. This is 106.5 FM K293CQ and AM 1240 KRJW Altamont Klamath Falls. A Win broadcasting station.
Well, we've had 2 baskets since we were away. 1 from Tristan Lee, 1 from Blake Loney. Scores now 27-20. Mazama with the ball. It is Javon Hall with a great move inside the paint. Up and in.
Got Reynolds off his feet. And in fairness to Andrew Reynolds, I think I said this earlier, I'm not sure there's any...
was hit. It'll be the first personal foul on Javon Hall. Team foul only number 5 on Mazama. Henley has 8. A 9-point Mazama lead. They look good, the Vikings do here against the league leader so far, but Henley's Matthew Neubert has been on the bench most of the game. He's got 3 fouls. That's helped.
Same scenario as last game.
Here's Fetters. Feeds the ball left-hand side to Loney. He'll put it up baseline. No good. Blake got his own rebound. Continues with a left-hand dribble. Kicks it back out to Reynolds between the rings. Andrew trying to isolate himself. Spin move inside the paint. Lost the dribble. Got it back. Got it to Fetters. Bounce pass now to Howell. He'll try to get it to Looney. He does. Blake goes up. No good. Wasn't pretty. Didn't go in. Boy, the Hornets just can't buy a bucket right now. Mazama with the rebound.
Right now, Mazama's more aggressive. They want the ball more. Second effort. Mazama is just physically outplaying.
Javon Hall from a long 3. Good. And now it's a 12-point Mazama lead. And Javon Hall has 11. Here's Dale Fetters. Post left side to Braden Lowry. Dribbles back out, gets it to Reynolds. Andrew will swing it over to Blake Looney on the right wing with a minute 17 left in the half. Vikings by 12. Spin move from Fetters. Pass to Lowry. He puts it up and in. Nice shot from Lowry. It didn't look like it was going to go. It was,
that was so flat.
Balanced shot, but he got it to roll in on that line drive. 32-22. 10-point lead for the Vikings. They've got the ball. Jake Healy. Swing it over to right-hand side. Over to Hall. Back to Healy. He's got 3 threes in the game. Bring it now to Luna. Now to Brosterhaus. Cole throws it out. And across the timeline, over and back.
Well, Brosterhaus is on the bench. It was Casper. Casper.
Brosterhaus.
Brosterhaus has been on the bench for quite some time.
41.7 seconds left. Henley now can take advantage. Down by 10 with 37 seconds in the half to maybe work the clock down a little bit. And work for the final shot, maybe not. It's going to be Fetters for long. 3. Boom! That was an NBA 3. For Dale Fetters, his 2nd of the quarter. He's got 8 in the game.
Luna has to go out there and bother him.
32-25. Yeah, Dale's going to take that shot if you leave him out there. Down to 14 seconds left.
Now, last time they went at 8 seconds. Got to go at about 5. Don't go at 8. Not too quick.
Here's Luna to Hall. Back to Luna. Top of the key. He'll get the ball inside the paint. Nice crossover move. Scoop to the hoop. No good. And at halftime, the Mazama Vikings, the home team in this one, lead it 32-25 over the league-leading, 5th-ranked Henley Hornets. Come back after this 2-minute break with our halftime numbers on the winner.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV B14057.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with 3 convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Jackson Immediate Care hopes your game is exciting, memorable, and injury-free. In the event that you suffer an injury, illness, allergy, or just need a wellness check, be sure to stop in. There's never an appointment needed. With on-site x-ray, lab, plus cardiac technology, you won't be waiting long. At Basin Immediate Care, you'll get speedy results. Open every day, including holidays. The provider is in every day at Basin Immediate Care, 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Have a great game.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOC Services. The folks at MODOC Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOC Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOC Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler.
Well, we're back. Our score at halftime, 32-25, Mazama. Vikings led it 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored the Hornets 19-15 in quarter number two. Braden Lowry with 4 points. Dale Fetters with eight, including 2 3-point field goals. Andrew Reynolds with 7. Matthew Neubert with 4, but 3 fouls. Blake Loney with 2 points tonight. Mazama from the free throw line. Excuse me, Henley from the free throw line. 5 of 6 free throws. Not too bad from the free throw line. No, check that. That's not 5 of 6. That is 3 of 6. Mazama's Javon Hall has 11 points. 2 for Cole Brosterhaus. 4, make it 5 now for Steven Luna. Jacob Healy has 11, 2 for Tristan Lee, 1 for Christian Casper. Mazama has hit 6 of 7 free throws. Well, that's over 80%, right?
That is 833.
833, 83% from the free throw line at halftime. Dan, talk a little bit about the halftime. Allie Mills, a senior here, and her senior project.
Allie Mills is the daughter of Nicole and Eric Mills, who are well known in our community. Her senior project was to raise funds for cancer research and those kinds of things, and she brought it and she spoke briefly here to the crowd, got a nice ovation from both Henley and Mazama. And then they had the Miracle Minute, which they pass around a big plastic jug and how much money you can collect in a minute. So this is her senior project. She got Sky Lakes, I believe, to donate all those pink shirts. The Mazama student body is pretty much decked out entirely in pink.
And a lot of the Henley kids, at least the players on the floor, were wearing the pink as well. That was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture on Mazama's part.
32-25, our score at halftime. The girls' game was won 43-32 by the Henley Hornets. They stay in second place in the Skyline Conference. Henley shooting 17 of 24 from the free throw line to help their cause in that effort. 11-point night for Jessica Northcutt, and Carly Moore also added 11 for Mazama. 9 points apiece for Macy Clemens led with 9 points, 7 points apiece for the two Lease girls. Kennedy and Maddie both had 7 points. Tough for Joy Lease at Mazama this year. I know she's won state championships, as has Shannon Carlson at Henley. Very rare that you see two women coaches.
coaches living in the same community that have won, especially the size of Klamath Falls state championships, and within 3 years of each other.
Well, that speaks to the overall health of girls, women's basketball in the Klamath Basin. Lost River girls at the 2A level are going to win their league. There are just Hosanna girls are right always in the thick of it. They're always battling for a state playoff berth. So women's basketball, girls basketball in Klamath Falls is extremely strong. They start at such young ages, even in first and second grade. I know that because the last 3 years I've coached my granddaughter, and she was a fourth grader, and now fifth, now sixth. And how competitive, how many girls are involved in youth basketball?
It is. Basketball is a very popular sport, I think the sport as a whole has improved here. And a lot of that it has to do with the AAU programs here, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've expanded tremendously. When I came to Mazama in fall of 1979, when we were a brand new high school, we competed in the old Southern Oregon Conference. Brixner Junior High School, our feeder school, had no junior high athletics, no basketball. And there were no AAU teams. The more you play, the better you get.
It's all about repetition. It's just like baseball. They say you get at bats and games played, and the more reps you get, the better you are. And I know that you can say the same thing about the Pop Warner football program here.
Yeah, the Pop Warner football program, and I'm involved that as an official, that has exploded. I believe there were 23 or 24 youth Pop Warner football teams that played at Klamath Falls every weekend.
That used to be how many Little League teams you would see here.
Yeah,
but now you see football teams like that.
Yeah, and of course, head football coaches in high schools love it, you know. And they're getting good coaching.
You can groom them, let them run the offense you want to run so they know the plays by the time they're up to you. It's nice to see that. 32-25, Mazama with a 7-point lead. We're back with the second half after this 1-minute break on 1240 The Winner, CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Good-natured jab there by Tom Keller, I guess, right? Playing Beach School with Andrew Reynolds coming out on the floor.
By the Beach Boys from 1962. You know how I know that? I was a freshman in high school.
When that song came out?
Yeah,
good stuff.
Beach well, School.
That's Andrew, of course, 3-year starter. Mazama started as a freshman.
Off and on, yes.
And now he, of course, is starting as a senior at Henley. Vikings, or rather the Hornets, have the ball moving to right to left to start the second half. Starting five back in for both teams. Andrew Reynolds bounce pass to Newbert, kicks it back inside the paint to Loney the cutter. For Mazama, it'll be, or rather for Henley, it's DJ Hall, Dale Fenders, Matthew Newbert, Blake Loney, and Andrew Reynolds.
Yeah.
And for Mazama, Cole Brosterhouse, along with Javon Hall, Stephen Luna, Jake Healy, Christian Casper. A foul inside the paint on the Mike and Casper, DJ Hall going up for the shot. He's not scoring tonight. Hall's also a guy that made the switch. Was a Mazama Viking at one point, was he not?
First that I'm not good. Sure about. He is the son of Willie Hall, and I just saw his mother, Sherry Hall, this morning.
And Janae, of course, was a player here for 4 years.
His sister, yeah. And then Javon Hall is the son of Sylvester Hall, who's on the football staff here at Mazama.
Second one, no good, so DJ can't get his team any closer. Grabs the ball up top, Casper, putting it right side to Javon Hall. Now the other side of the floor, the ball goes back to Casper. Hall tried to utilize the move, couldn't get it back out to Luna. Steven, right-hand side over to Hall. 7-point lead for the Vikings. Right side, make the left side, now to Luna. He'll throw up a wild right-hand shot. Poor selection there, no good. Really good, though. DJ Hall. Andrew Reynolds pass. Way out front after almost losing it on the baseline. Andrew's going to reset the offense here. Up top, top of the key. Bounce pass, high post to Newbert. He'll spin, come back out. Dribble the ball twice, get it to Loney. He'll pop a three. It's good, Blake. Loney for three.
He's not traditionally a three-point shooter.
Left him out there, though. He took it, cut the lead down to four, 32-28. Javon Hall, left-hand side. Over to Healy. Bring it right-hand side on the wing now to Javon Hall. Free throw line extended right. Now to Healy. Three-pointers in the first half for Jake. 11 total points in the game. Get it back to the top of the key. Now left-hand side. The drill drive. Shot put up by Brunster. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikings.
Shot selection-wise, both teams have been fairly good. Mazama's been very good. I think there's only two shots that, yeah, you maybe can question. Henley's got a few more than that that are questionable, but overall, fairly good.
Andrew Reynolds, top of the key to DJ Hall, left-hand side over to Fenners. Dale will dribble into the paint, kick it back out to Newbert, way outside left. Now he'll try to penetrate baseline. He's bumped out of bounds.
By Javon.
Javon Hall. Picking up the foul, his first. And it'll be, or was it a foul? They didn't put up a foul. I think it was just out of bounds. Who made that shot?
I was blocked out. I could
I
not
was
see.
Too. Couldn't see it.
Who made the shot?
32-30. Henley, Dale Fenners making the basket there a moment ago. He's now got 10. Fenners is trying to continue the momentum by going out and swiping the ball from Cole Brosterhouse, but instead he's called for his reach-in, his third foul. Brosterhouse to inbound the ball right next to his own bench.
He's a physical, aggressive player, and he's always going to flirt with fouling out of a game.
5:28 left in the third, back to a two-point game now. Mazama 32, Henley 30. Top of the key, three, Healy, yes again.
Four for four.
Jake Healy, and he makes it look so easy.
I don't know what Luke Hammond is complaining about, but he's all over Jamie Henry. There was nothing there.
Here is Fetters. High post over now to Newbert. Right-hand side, free throw line extended, knocked out of his hands. Matthew's going to go chase it back down near the midcourt line. He'll leave it up to Loney and get it now to Reynolds. 35-30, Mazama with the lead. Reynolds with the ball, get it to Fenners. Uses the screen, goes inside. 5-8-foot shot, no good.
Good rebound. Defense by Luna.
Brosterhouse. No, Luna. No, that was Brosterhouse with the rebound. Brosterhouse, pump fake, goes up for a shot, draws the foul.
I think he got bailed out on that, but Mazama will take the two free throws.
Newbert and Reynolds were both there. I think it's going to go on Andrew, and it will. Andrew Reynolds, 42% free throw shooter. No, Brosterhouse? Brosterhouse, good free throw shooter, good. He's got 3 points, back to a 6-point lead, 36-30. Second one, good. 37-30. Down the floor, Loney goes inside, puts it up, no good. And draws the charge.
Loney is complaining to Craig Caldwell, so is Luke Hammond, and honestly, it was a good call. I know both of those coaches, both of those people, Loney as a player and coach, have gotten technicals this year. They need to keep that under composed, keep their composure.
Down by seven, you don't want to get into the technical foul trouble.
No.
Putting Mazama to the free throw line. They shot it well from the stripe tonight. Get a right-hand side over to Luna. Back up top, Rosterhouse. Left-hand side now to Kristen Casper with the ball. Kristen waiting for a cutter. Isn't going to get one. Bring it back up top. Good defense there from Henley. Coming out, Fenners defensively on Rosterhouse. Rosterhouse will leave it up front and they'll get it back. Now over to Casper. Christian with Matthew Neuber down on him. Way out on the wing. Almost had a 5-second call against him.
Yeah, I thought it was close.
And then Luna says, calm down, kids. We'll reload here. Steven Luna way out between the rings to Hall for three. Back iron and off. No good. High in the air. Matthew Neuber to get the rebound for Henley. Down the floor, here's Reynolds, three ball, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Mazama's Cole Rosterhouse.
Good rebound.
3:24 left in the quarter, 37-30. Mazama with the lead in the ball, moving it left to right.
The lower the score, the more it is to Mazama's advantage, the lower the score.
Rosterhouse to Luna. Steven, one dribble, has a ball stolen from Newell. No good. Should be a foul. A flagrant foul.
Now we've got a melee going on. Luke Hammond just slammed the door chair, and I see what we're getting called. We're getting what?
I didn't see what happened after the play. I know Neuber was fouled from behind. I thought it was a flagrant foul.
Somebody shoved somebody out of bounds. I think we're going to get a technical foul here. Here it goes. Intentional foul.
Yep, when I called it, I said, that's a flagrant foul. They pulled him down. He tackled him as he was going up for the lay-in.
Here we are. Same situation as last year, except it happened in the last 3 minutes last year, not 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Christian Casper is the one who is charged with the infraction. Puts Luber to the line by himself. Free throw's good.
That's the loneliest place to be.
Matthew Neuber with 5 points, 37-31.
If this isn't, they called intentional foul, not flagrant. So this means that Henley is going to get the ball out of bounds. So it's like a technical foul, it's like a flagrant foul.
Matthew Neuber calmly hits both free throws. 37-32, Henley will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Boy, Luke Hammond was upset.
He's a competitor.
Here's the inbound to Loney. Up top now to Reynolds. They'll set the offense. Andrew Reynolds. Between the legs, dribble, get it out to Loney. Between the circles, now to Fenners. Motion offense. Fenners goes in, scores it, and he is fouled going to the rack. Fenners with a right-hand floater that goes to make it 37-34.
Jake Healy tried to draw the charge. Those are such difficult calls to make.
Dale Fenners now with 12 points. Four here in the second half. Go to the free throw line to shoot. For the and one. It's on the way and it's good. Dale Fenners cuts the lead for Mazama down to two. Luna up top, Rosterhouse. Now to Luna again, top of the key to Healy. Cole Rosterhouse, just a sophomore to Christian Casper. The cutter inside is Rosterhouse, but he can't make the land. Rebound, Henley, a chance to tie or take the lead. Here's Reynolds, left-hand side to Loney. Way out in the corner. They're going to bring it back out to Reynolds. And reload here. Seth Howell setting up his screen, but Fenners can't take advantage. He'll reload it and get it back. Inside the paint to Neuber. Goes up with the right hand. No good. Loney had the rebound. Knocked to the ground. Luna comes down with the ball from Mazama. Remains a two-point game with 2 minutes left, third quarter. Luna drives. Puts it inside the paint. And Luna is fouled from behind by Neuber, I believe, and that'll be his fourth.
What a great crossover dribble. Came from the top of the key. Was headed right, crossover to the left. Great drive.
14 foul. Luna at the line shooting two.
Neuber picking up his fourth. He'll have to come off. And Luna will go to the free throw line with a minute 58 left in the quarter. Free throw on the way, good.
Lowry checks in for Newberg.
And you know, the good thing for Henley here is that you have a Braden Lowry to go to.
Exactly.
Where you haven't had him this year much. Second free throw, good from Luna. Mazama now is 10 for 11 from the free throw line. 39-35, 4-point lead. Newbert out. You see if that changes the complexion here. It's Reynolds, drives inside the paint, bounce pass inside to Braden Lowry. Takes it strong to the right hand, shot for a two-point field goal, 39-37. Back to a two-point lead with 90 seconds left, third quarter. Mazama with the lead in the ball. Left side, Christian Casper tried to back his way in, leave it back out for Luna. Now the three ball on the way, in and out, no good with a long three. Rebound, Hall.
Jake, it was actually Jake Healy.
Healy put it back up for the putback to make it a 41-37 game. Here's Loney, drives, puts it inside the paint. Ball's knocked out of his hand, out of bounds.
That could have been a foul on Casper or an offensive foul. They just let it go out of bounds and probably a good decision on the official's part.
Jamie Henry there, right on top of the call. Minute 9 left, third period. Henley to inbound left side of their own basket, down by 4. They trailed most of the game. The inbound to Howe. A 15-foot jumper from the free throw line. Left-hand side, no good. Rebound, Stephen Luna. Down the floor. Spin move inside the paint. Luna still moving. Put it up and in.
Gotta love that kid. He is so tough. 5'8".
Stephen Luna now gives Mazama a 6-point lead.
And he tried to draw a charge right there. It's going to be a blocking call.
And Luna will be whistled for the infraction.
The pink out section doesn't like that call very much.
It's his second, team foul number 4. Non-shooting foul. Inbound to Reynolds. Free throw line jumper is no good. Rosterhaus high in the air to get the rebound for Mazama.
This is a fun game.
43-37. Henley has cut the lead to 2 twice in this quarter. Right now, it's a 6-point lead. Down to 30 seconds left. It is Javon Hall with the ball. Going to play catch in the perimeter with Luna. Out on him is Howe defensively. Down to 16 seconds left. Luna with a crossover dribble. Now get it to Jake Healy.
Don't go too early.
Back to Luna to 10 seconds. Back to Steven again. Free throw line. Down to 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Going to have to get a shot off. Here comes Hall with a long three that is partially blocked and is no good. And the third quarter has come to an end. It is Mazama 43, Henley 37. Can the Vikings give the Hornets their first league loss of the season? We'll find out in 1 minute on 1240 The Winner and KlamathRadio.com.
Is done, no problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTPB14057.
Stay warm this winter with help from our many friends on the Home Remodel Experts page on BasinLife.com on your phone, tablet, or computer right now. Keeping you warm, Bob Hall Heat and Air, our preferred heating company. Orley Stoves and Spas for wood, gas, and pellet stoves. And Basin Glass and Aluminum, ready to add storm doors and windows now. They're all on the BasinLife.com Home Remodel Experts page. Here's to a toasty warm winter in your home.
.37, 8 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Matthew Newbert with 4 fouls remains on the bench for Henley. That's a big deal to start the quarter. Of course, you're not going to put him in to start it in the close ballgame. Here's Luna, drives, puts it up and in. Stephen Luna having a heck of a game, 45-37.
Down offensive foul.
An offensive foul. Luke Hammond not happy with that call.
Luke Hammond is 3 feet out in the court, talking to Mr. Caldwell.
45-37. The offensive foul was the fourth on Fenters. So he remains in the game. Here's Brosterhouse, right-hand floater, no good. Seth Howe with a rebound for Henley. Down the floor to Reynolds across the timeline. Andrew, continuation with a dribble, goes inside and draws the foul going up to the well. We'll see if it's a shot foul or not. I'm not sure he was in the act of shooting there. He was. He's confident he was. He's walking to the free throw line. Cole Brosterhouse called for the infraction, his first. DJ Hall getting ready to check in for Henley.
I think Tristan Lee's coming in for Brosterhouse.
First free throw good.
He is.
For Reynolds.
DJ's coming in for Fenters, who has four fouls.
Reynolds had seven at halftime, did not score in the third quarter. That's only his eighth point of the game. And that's kind of a factor, too. 45-38. Second one on the way. He got them both. 45-39. Vikings by six, and they have the ball. 7:18 left in the game. Steven Luna, leave it left side over the hall. He'll get it on the baseline. Wait a minute, they're going to turn it over. Stepped on the sideline.
Stepped on the sideline, yep.
Javon Hall turning it over. Matthew Newbert with 7:12 left, getting ready to check back in for Henley.
And the luxury of that is because you've got Braden Lowry. If Newbert fouls out, you've got a capable replacement. And Coach Hammond might be thinking, hey, we need to get some offense, and although Lowry is doing fine, we need to get Newbert back in this game.
Inside the paint, it is Reynolds. Goes inside with a dribble drive. He's jump fouled.
It's a jump ball.
It's a jump ball. You're right. Luke Hammond back up on his feet again. Ball held by Henley, though, is their possession. The inbound to Seth Howell. Oh, he misses the easy put-in. Was wide open on the design play, and he missed the easy two-footer. Wow.
Well, we had one by Brosterhouse, now one by Howell.
Here's a steal by Howell on the other end. And here come the Hornets coming down the floor. They'll leave it to Reynolds. Andrew, continuation with a dribble, gets it baseline. Tried to do too much, and it's swiped out of his hand by Hall. He'll go coast to coast. Stop, pop, jumper, 8-footer, no good. Matthew Newbert in the air to get the rebound for Henley.
This is going to be a game of attrition. Who can stay in here, and who can't stay in the game?
Reynolds, kick it over to Loney. Blake will drive the paint, put it up and in! Blake Loney with a great dribble drive there. He's now got seven, tied out. 6:16 left in the game. Mazama 45, Henley 41. Back in a minute.
Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
6:16 left in the contest. Mazama 45, Henley 41. Vikings have the ball. On the floor to inbound is Javon Hall. And he'll get it to Steven Luna. It surprises me, Henley's really not had any pressure defense most of the night.
No, they haven't. Neither is Mazama.
Up top, Luna. Now on the wing left. Bring it over to Tristan Lee, 6'3 sophomore. Lee will kick it out to Healy. Bring it out now to Hall. Javon Ratahili, here's his three ball. That one's going to fall short. Rebound Reynolds for the Vikings, or Hornets. Andrew across the midcourt line. I knew I was going to do that once tonight after all those years here. Reynolds left side of the wing to Hall. Swing the ball right-hand side. Back out to Reynolds. Top of the key now to Hall. Braden Lowry back in. Matthew Neubert back on the bench. Is that right? I don't see Neubert out there.
He's not.
Here's Hall. Loses the ball on the dribble.
Fourth turnover this quarter by Henley.
DJ Hall turns it over. And Mazama will get the ball with 5:12 left. Top of the key. Right-hand side, Luna. Get it back now to Casper. Top of the key to Hall. Jamon moving the ball well over to the left-hand side. Got it to Healy. Got it back now baseline. Here's a shot. Wild shot under the basket. No good. And the rebound brought down by Henley. It might have been partially blocked. Here's Reynolds down by four. Going to kick it over to Hall. Howe now to Hall for three. Around and out. No good.
Rebound Tristan Lee. Big rebound.
DJ Hall couldn't make it drop from three-point range. It would have cut the lead to one. Fenters and Neubert both with four fouls. Getting ready to check in for Henley. Carry the next dead ball. Here's Luna with 4:21 left.
This is where Javon Hall has to take over offensively.
Hall gets the ball, free throw line extended, pops it short, no good. Off the rim, fell flat, rebound DJ Hall for Henley. Crossed the midcourt line, Hall inside the paint to Lowry. Turnaround five-footer, oh, it didn't go again! Braden Lowry with an easy turnaround five-footer and it would not go.
Christian Casper, big rebound.
And the rebound coming down to Mazama with 3:53 left. And the Vikings lead by four and Coach Randy Barleen wants a timeout. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remain in the game. Mazama playing at home, leading it 45-41. And we'll be back after this one-minute break.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOC Services. The folks at MODOC Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOC Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOC Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912. 6912.
Tristan Lee to inbound the ball, knocked away from Loney and out of bounds.
That was close to 5 seconds.
That was. That's the second time we've seen that tonight. Lee to re-inbound the ball. Dale Fenner's on him.
A screen for Hall to get open.
And Javon will get the ball over now to Luna. Bring it over to John Hall, top of the key now. Coming out to meet the ball is Lee. Excuse me, that's Lee. Oh, Casper. Kristen Casper. Now to Tristan Lee.
They look a little bit alike.
And one number off, 32 and 33. Mazama running a little motion offense. A long shot from the left-hand corner. No good. And rebound brought down by Henley. Here come the Hornets down the floor. Reynolds tried to establish position with a dribble, knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Mazama, though, with 3:13 left.
Andrew Reynolds is trying to make sure stuff happen, and he's fortunate that he jumped on the ball because he was out of control there.
Another timeout on the floor. This one just a 30, so we're going to keep it here. 45-41. I know that these games are always intense, these crosstown rival games. You had your share of those.
Yeah, but
it was more KU in Mazama back then,
well,
wasn't it?
Henley wasn't in the old Southern Oregon Conference.
Right.
So, yeah, it was KU, and those were wars, battles. Barry Catula and I would, after games sometimes, would just sit down exhausted and say, why are we doing this?
But always some great matchups. I remember some great, great ball games between the two schools, and I think this has kind of replaced that.
Yes, it has.
As a game of choice for a lot of people.
Yes, it has.
45-41, Mazama. But Henley has the ball. Mazama by four. All inbounds, but he throws it away. All the way across the
midcourt line. It must have been deflected.
It was deflected because Newbert saved it all the way at the other end of the floor. Had to have been. Hall inside the paint. Triple team, puts it up anyway, no good. Got his own rebound. Double team now, tries to go up for a shot. His is taken right out of his hand by Jake Healy.
And Christian Casper was there too. Now it is patience time.
4 minutes, I make it 4-point lead with 2:47 left. 45-41. Hornets may have to foul here if they work too much time off the clock. They've got one to waste, both teams.
Mazama's capable of taking a full minute and 15 seconds off the clock.
Way out Luna now with 2.5 left. Out on him is Hall. Hall tries to swipe the ball from him. And we've got a timeout, Mazama. That was a smart timeout from Randy Barlean, knowing that once the ball was retrieved near midcourt, he had a trap.
Yeah, and Luna had used his dribble. And so
couldn't
that
do
was,
anything with it.
Yeah.
So a full timeout here, 45-41. Mazama back in a minute.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
The most fun and the most informative website for the Klamath Basin is BasinLife.com. Everybody knows it. The online magazine. See the latest news, weather, road conditions, and more on our Klamath Basin news page. Check it out on BasinLife.com right now. Plus, events and the best businesses in the area showcased for you. You'll discover Les Schwab Tire Center Merrill, Kalina Hardware in Malin, Kino Tractors in Kino, and Gino's Cafe and Sportswear on East Main. Everything is there. BasinLife.com and search Facebook Basin Life Magazine.
2:25 left in the game, 45-41. Here's the inbound. Does Mazama lose it? They do. Mazama loses the inbound on pressure defense on Henley's part.
Not a real good pass by Tristan Lee, and that's a tough spot. That's the worst place to take the ball out of bounds, on the sideline near midcourt. That's a very difficult place.
Andrew Reynolds with the ball for Henley. 2:17 left. Reynolds tries to spring himself open, leave it out for Fetters. Inside to Newbert. A little 5-foot jumper inside. No good. Rebound put back up. No. But a foul, I think, on Jake Healy. We'll wait to see.
Either Healy or Lee.
They were there.
It's on Jake Healy.
That's his fourth. Was it a shooting foul? It was not. Out of bounds for Henley.
Yeah, and last time they got a wide open layup.
They screened well. This time they're going to go out front now to Reynolds. He'll pop from the three-point range. It's in and out. No good. Cannot buy a basket.
He has not.
Oh, my goodness.
He's struggled tonight.
2 minutes left in the game and a 4-point Mazama lead. Luna out front. Loney now going to come pressure the ball, as is DJ Hall. Out on Luna. Get it now to Javon Hall. Ball comes loose. Javon gets it back.
Those are fouls.
A foul by Andrew Reynolds. Has to be, with a minute 42 left.
That's his third. 16.
Luke Hammond's beside himself. He can't get a foul call when he wants one. And he has them fouled when he doesn't think they should be. Here's Lee. Inbounds the ball to Luna near the midcourt line. Luna will get it back to Javon Hall, way out on the wing, right-hand side with 90 seconds to go. Mazama on the cusp here of making a big upset. Here is Hall, almost throws it across the midcourt line. My goodness.
Luna was about 6 inches from midcourt line.
He saved it. Now here's Hall. Bounces the ball in the corner to Healy. Back out with a minute 16 left. I'm surprised that Henley has not tried to foul here.
Yeah, because they'd put him in a one-on-one.
Got to wait to see if the right guy hands the ball, but you got Luna out there who's a good free throw shooter.
The person you want to foul right now is Tristan Lee.
But he just got the touch and got it back. Now Reynolds trying to pick up a foul and finally does out on Hall, but that's way out in the front court with 52.3 seconds left.
And Javon Hall is at the line, Randy, and he is a...
Wow. 69%?
69.9. He's a 70% free throw shooter.
Javon Hall has not scored in the second half. The free throw is on the way. Good.
Perfect rotation. Perfect free throw.
46-41. Two-possession game remains intact if he misses. Makes the second one, but it'll have to be two threes. The second one is good. From Hall, 47-41 was up.
Critical, critical offensive possession for Henley.
Reynolds, get it to Fenders. Get it back to Reynolds. 4-3. It is off the mark. No good. Rebound Hall. Javon down the floor. Fouled from behind by Blake Loney with 38.8 seconds left.
I thought Fenders fouls him first, but it is what it is.
Third foul on Loney, but more importantly, you're putting Javon Hall back at the free throw line.
Yeah, you're putting a set now. He's over 70% now, having made those last two. He has shot 78 or 80 free throws this year.
Mazama has not missed but one free throw all night long. First free throw is good from Hall. In this half alone, they are 7 for 7, 13 of 14 in the game. Second one, good. 49-41, going to be tough now for the Hornets. Here's Fenner's long three on the bank. It goes in.
That was a 25-footer.
Dale Fenner's banks it in. Not sure he called it, but it doesn't matter. It counts. Timeout on the floor. A five-point game. 39. I make it 49-44 is our score. Mazama Lee Tenley by five. We will take a 30-second break and come back.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTP B14057.
Well, Dan, 31.8 seconds left. Can Henley make a run here? You know, they have not led this entire game since the score was 8-7. Can Henley make an impact here? Gonna have to do it quickly.
32 seconds, 5 points, that's doable.
Here's the inbound to Javon Hall, who's just about tackled there by Dale Fenters. That'll do it for Dale. That's his fifth. Had to do it. Dale Fenters fouls out.
And the next free throw foul by Henley will be the bonus with 10 team fouls.
16 total points for Dale Fenters tonight. And he fouled Javon Hall to boot. 49-44, Mazama with an upset in the making. The first free throw, no good. And here comes Henley down the floor quickly. Going to leave it to Newbert. Drives, lays it up. Was fouled going to the well.
A late whistle. Coach Barleen's got it, one hand on his head like he's got a headache. Coach Rooney's got both hands on his head.
And that's a fifth personal foul on Jake Healy. He is fouled out of the game. 16 for Healy tonight. What a good effort from him.
You have to get the, I mean, let's just assume that Newbert's going to make the two free throws. You have to get the ball inbounds. And you have to get it to Javon Hall or Steve Luna.
Newbert's 2 for 4 from the free throw line tonight, has 8 points. Check that, 6 points for Newbert. First one is no good. That was a big one.
Even if he makes this free throw, Mazama has to get the ball inbounds.
49-44.
Second free throw from Neubert is in and out. No good again. Brosterhaus with the rebound and an immediate foul by the Hornets with 20 seconds left.
Well, statistically, they fouled the right guy, but earlier in the game, he went 2 for 2, so we'll see.
Christian Casper, Cole Brosterhaus at the line. He is 4 points tonight, 2 for 2 from the line.
Only two seconds went off on that situation.
And one field goal. First one, no good. Brosterhaus misses. Score remains. Mazama 49, Henley 44. A Henley rebound. Make or miss here and a quick three. They could be within a striking distance. Second one is no good as well. And it is Neubert with a rebound for Henley.
He's going to go all the way.
The floor himself. Drive. Put it up.
Call the block.
And a foul. He'll go to the free throw line. Stephen Luna was the one that got in the way. With 15 seconds left, these free throws important now. Luna picking up his third. We're where we were a moment ago. Two free throws cut you to within three. But you got to hit them.
Yeah, you got to hit them.
First free throw for Matthew is good.
Lowry's going to come in for Neubert.
Going to come in for the shooter here with 15.2 seconds left. Second one on the way is around and off, no good. And a Mazama rebound.
And Luna goes down grabbing his ankle or his knee. What is he? His calf?
Hopefully it's just a cramp.
Because I didn't see much contact there.
Yeah, he's got a cramp going on, I think.
I always tell kids at that age, their bodies are so immature, they're so young, it's physiologically impossible to get a cramp.
Well, look at Tristan Lee trying to get the student body on their feet, and he does go over to the side as the long walk from the other end of the floor, Stephen Luna, he'll shoot the free throws.
And he is a 63% free throw shooter.
Actually, he's going to shoot one in the bow. No, that's two.
Automatic two.
First one is on the way, and it is good. 50-45.
And he is gimpy. I bet they're going to make a substitution for him right now. Well, they can't take Healy in. They've got to get somebody else in because he is so gimpy right now. 11 seconds. Somebody's got to play defense.
One more free throw on the way from Luna. Good. Hits them both. 51-45. Chris Zacor is going to come in. As Randy Barline calls a timeout. Well, Henley's got 11.7 seconds left. They have not led since the first quarter. It was 8-7 when the lead changed for good. They have not led since then. They have not tied since then. And Mazama has just played a pretty darn good basketball game tonight.
They played very, very well. If they end up winning this game, what a credit to Randy Barline, the last four games of the season. What a credit to his young team. And, of course, Henley still got the automatic cinch, correct?
They do. Henley will be number one no matter what. So this one will sting as far as wanting to keep that power ranking, but it will certainly not keep them from going as the number one seed into the state playoffs.
What you want at this time of the year, because it does not impact their league status, is you want tight, tough games because that's what you're going to get in the playoffs.
51-45, our score with 11.7 seconds left. Henley will inbound on the Mazama side of the floor.
Luna didn't want to come out of the game, and Zacor was already on the floor.
Here's the inbounder, Reynolds. He's going to push it down as quickly as he can across the midcourt line. He wants to shoot the three. He has it knocked out of his hand. That's a
stick. Here comes the dunk. Here comes the dunk.
Here comes Hall. Drive. Stops the ball. Game over. Javon Hall accentuates a Mazama win with a steal at midcourt.
Jamie Henry waved that basket off.
Did not count?
Did not count.
Why is that?
He says time ran out.
51-45 remains the final then. Mazama upsets Henley. We'll come back with our postgame in 3 minutes here on The Winner.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly, so ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with 3 convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town. It's made just for
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experience.
Mazama fan, but these two communities are so close and tight-knit. It is a, it's always good to beat the crosstown rival, but most of these kids know each other quite well. Fun game to watch.
It was a very fun game to watch. Highly competitive, well-coached. Players left it out on the floor. I do think, at times, Mazama was the hungrier team. And, Randy, the history of Mazama and Henley now is 62 games played, 31 wins Mazama, 31 wins Henley, and total points scored, almost 7,500 points the two teams have scored in those series. Mazama has a 4-point advantage.
4 points total in all of those games.
In
62
all those games.
Games, and they win by 7 here tonight, 52-45. Mazama's lead, they took a lead at 8-7. And that was the lead they never relinquished after that point. The game got down to as close as 2 a couple of times in that second half, but a big, big win, 52-45 for the Mazama Vikings tonight. Your unofficial scoring, and your results may vary, but Braden Lauer had 6 points for Henley, a losing effort. Dale Benner and Swan was 16. Andrew Reynolds returned to the top. Seven, and Blake Loney had 7 as well. Matthew Newbert, 7. Andrew Reynolds, 9. It's only one player Bears for the Hornets with 16. John Hall with 15 had a slam dunk at the end of the game, but it was called off by Jamie Henry. I thought he got the shot off in time, but maybe he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know if Henry didn't, and maybe that call was made just to not really.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
Well, I'm not sure when we lost the feed, so I'll go over the scoring just one more time as we are back here. Dan Fast for Henley. Braden Lowry was 6-16 for Dale Fenners. 9 points for Andrew Reynolds. 7 points for Matthew Newbert. Sat out most of the first half. 7 points for Blake Loney. The Hornets, 9 of 15 from the free throw line. Mazama, a whopping 16 of 19 from the free throw line. 15 points for Javon Hall, 13 for Steven Luna, 16 for Jacob Healy. He led scoring tonight. 4 points for Cole Brosterhaus, 2 points for Tristan Lee. Christian Casper had one. And again, the final score, 52 to 45. Mazama evens the season series at one game apiece. Ends Henley the first loss of the season in league play, and with one to go.
And it's 31-31.
31-31 between the two schools, with only 4 points total difference in the 62-game series between Henley and Mazama. Dan, it's always great working with you. Love having fun, and this was a great night.
Yeah.
It really was.
Fun to do Mazama-Henley games. Are you going to be here for the Klamath Union game?
The other station is here, and there's no sense two stations doing the same game. So when they're here, we usually defer to the other game so people can listen to both, if they want to catch it.
After all these years, and I know you've called Henley games, I know you've called Mazama games, football and basketball and baseball and what have you, and of course KU games. But deep down in my heart, I just sort of believe that, you're wearing a blue lanyard here. I sort of believe there's a lot of blue in
you. But there's a lot of blue there for Henley there, too. So, you can't go wrong wearing the blue.
You can't
go wrong wearing the blue. But it has been, it's been 40 years since I started doing play-by-play. So I've seen it all. I was doing the Mazama Vikings basketball. I think you were still coaching when I was doing South Medford.
Yes.
Back in the 1980s. I was a South
Late
Medford
80s,
voice.
Early 90s,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it was when, 85, 86, 87, we had Rob Fellows, Jonathan Stark.
I had so many good players.
Some great players. And first coach, whose name was Mike...
Conklin? Tom McPhee?
No, it was Mike something.
Okay.
He was the first coach for 3 years, and then, of course, Dennis Murphy took over.
Built a dynasty.
Built a dynasty there for South Medford. That was a fun time. And then for a couple of years, I was Jerry Houck's play-by-play guy at Ashland High School.
And he built a really solid program in the mid-'80s.
I was blessed enough to call games where Chad Cota was running the floor, and guys like Matthew Wells and Scott Nimnaw, and they called them the three Smurfs because neither one, between the three of them, there's maybe a six-footer in there.
Kota's probably 6'1". Here's what I remember about Chad Kota. The girls at Mazama, when Chad Kota was coming to town, they go, Chad Kota's coming to town. Chad Kota's coming to town. he played in the NFL for a long time.
He did, and nobody knew that back then that he would end up in the NFL. I knew he was a football player, and how great guy he was, too.
Great guy. Chad Kota's son just signed and to play for UCLA in football.
Yeah, in fact, he played in some games this year.
Did he?
Yeah he did. He didn't start many games, but he got into some games. Made some catches. So, and the legacy rolls on. We're at the number of guys here. 52-45, the final score. Mazama will over Henley. The Vikings improve now to 6-3. Anxiously awaiting, I'm sure, that Klamath Union final. They're playing against North Valley tonight. No, they're in Phoenix tonight. And that one's on the road. So you never know. Vikings win. They'll be 7-2. We'll still have a shot at second place. Now, yeah, do you know if that tiebreaker, do they play a tiebreaker game?
You know,
or do they look and say, okay, Mazama beat the number one team and Klamath Union didn't. So would that give them second place?
I don't know. There could possibly be a playoff game, but I don't know that. What a lot of leagues do is they use the Aussie system. The Aussie system means you get plus or minus points. If you win by 8, you get a plus 8. You lose by 6, you get a minus 6, up to 10 points. And then you total your whole season in the league, and whoever has the most Aussie points gets that spot.
Well, and again, I don't know if there's going to be enough time. The last game is on Tuesday in league, and that play-in round is scheduled for Friday, Saturday. So
yeah, there may not be
a lot of time to play an extra game.
They might have an Aussie system.
All right. Final fit. We'll figure all that out if we have to, but the Mazama Vikings solidifying, they're going to move up in the power rankings, too. This will very much help them in the power rankings, and even if they finish third, they may now get a home game in the play-in round instead of have to travel in the play-in round.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So we'll wait to see what happens. That all plays out next week. Final score, Mazama 52, Henley 45. For our in-studio producer, Dennis Langford, and Dan Pantheimer, thanks for joining us on the Winner CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Klamath County High School Basketball. All season long, stay with KlamathRadio.com for exciting high school basketball action with the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. This has been a copyrighted presentation of KlamathRadio.com.
You're listening to The Winner. This is 106.5 FM K293CQ and AM 1240 KRJW Altamont Klamath Falls, a Win Broadcasting station.